Okay, we are picking up from the last line of Yud Amud Beis with the words Es Matzeva Shasher Be'imek HaMelech. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. I hope those in Chutz La'aretz enjoyed the 3-day Antiv, those in Eretz Yisrael, we just finished Shabbos. So anyway, we should have a nice good Moed. Everyone should enjoy it. Smach to Bechagecha, Mishim Mekayim, the Mitzvahs Hayom, the Simcha, and having Matzah, and wine, and the Basar. Everyone should enjoy Chol HaMoed. Anyway, so we are, the next few Dapim, we're really going to be discussing a lot of Agadata. I always say there's a lot of Hashkacha in the Daf Yomi. That the all Klai Shul are the same thing. And obviously, Hashem's going to give it Hashkacha, that, certain things. Here's one of them. Today's Daf. The majority of today's daf, we're going to be discussing the drushes about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Mamash Inyana Diyoma, about learning about what Parah did, how it happened, a very fascinating thing. And Mirtz Hashem will try to delve into it as much as possible. These dapim are very long, so I'm going to have to talk a little bit quicker just to try to finish in the half hour of a lot of time. So now, the pasuk is just finishing off with the idea that Etz Matzeva Asher Be'Imek HaMelech. Let's talk about Avshalom. Let's read the pasuk inside again. Avshalom Lokach V'Yetzo L'Bechayev Etz Matzeva Asher Be'Imek HaMelech. So Avshalom had set for himself this monument because he said he didn't have any children. So the Gemara tells Amar B'Chanina Bar Papa, Be'etza Muko Shalmalko Shalom. What's this Be'Imek HaMelech? That he set it up in the Valley of the King. So this is a remez, the fact, an allusion to the fact that this story with Avshalom was which is Eitza Amuka Shemalkul Olam, that it was the deep, it wasn't talking about that it was in the valley, rather it was talking about the deep Eitza, the idea of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the thought, Kelu Kaviachol, that it was Hashem's advisement that this happened. Turning on to Yud Alef Amud Alef, Dichsiv, Inini Mekim, Alecha Ra Mebeisecha. This is a punishment. After David HaMelech had sinned with Bathsheba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to be punished, that there's going to be his own bias. So David HaMelech was actually consoled by that because he was afraid it's going to be an oyev that has no rachmanis on him. So even within your house it's going to come. And that was through Avshalom, that was the punishment that he had. Avshalom's rebellion was a punishment through what he had done with Bathsheba. So the Gemara continues, Kiyotze B'davar to Omer. Similarly, the word of Emek, Vayishuchel Me'emek Chevron, that it says, when Yaakov sent Yosef to go find the brothers and to go see what they were up to, so he didn't find. He said, "Vayayish." Rashi's ish was actually Yaob. So Chanina Bar Papa says, "Beitzam." What is the Vayesh Lechel Me'emek Chevron? He sent him from the valley of Chevron. Why do you have to tell me it's Me'emek? He sent him to Chevron. Why is it Me'emek that he was in the valley? Who cares that Yosef was in the valley? So we have a remez here also. Beitzam Amuka Shalosu Tadik Shekaver BeChevron. This actually is alluding to the Eitza again. The literally, it's like the advisement of the tzaddik Avram Avinu who's buried in Chevron. That this is a fulfillment of the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that one day his children are going to be, not really his children, his offspring really, people, his descendants, are going to be slaves in the land that which is not theirs. That was referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, now the Gemara continues about Avshalom's, the great monument that he built. Kemar Ein Li Ben, he says, I don't have any children. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'lo Eilu B'nei, he didn't have any children? V'aksiv V'yivaldu Avshalom Shlosha Banim. It says Avshalom did have three children. So it had Shlosha Banim V'basachas, three boys and one girl. So Amar B'yitzlag V'ardinah Shlo Eilu Ben Hagal Malchus. He knew that he had no child. He saw that how his children were acting. He knew that they were never going to be a king. So therefore, he wanted to set up this monument so everyone should remember him. Rav Chista Amar, no, Gemira, not that, actually, Kol Aseret Tevasos Shel Chaveiro, anybody who burns down his friend's produce, Eino Maniach Ben Liyoshev. He's not going to be zoichet to have a child because you destroyed someone's sadeh, which is like his field, which is his growth. So to your zera, and the things that he tried to prevent, so to your offspring is going to be cut off from you. It's a very chomer punishment. Anyway, so that's what's going on over here, that his children must have died. And that's what must have happened. V'yu kal yad yoav. Now, where do we see? That's the Avshalom actually burned Yoav's produce. Tichsev, v'yomer el avadav, r'u chelkas yoav el yadi v'lo sham. Sa'orim l'chu v'yitziatsu ba'esh v'yatitsu avde Avshalom es ha'chelka ba'esh. So the pasuk says that he told his avadim, he told his servants, go see that Yoav's field is near where mine is, right next to mine. And he has barley over there, and I want you to go set it on fire. So they did. They listened to him, and they set it on fire. So that the Avshalom must have had children. That was the pasuk earlier. And then apparently when he wants to make this Yad Avshalom, he wants to make this monument, that is something which had happened after apparently his children already died during his lifetime. They had already been died, and this was a punishment that Gemara assumes, this Masorah that we have, that it was a punishment for the fact that he set Yoav's field on fire. That's why he was punished. Fine. So now the Gemara goes on to the next Mishnah, which talks about Mida Keneged Mida for Maisim Tovim. It says, Chayla Inan Atova Miriam, that Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu for an hour, and Klal Yisrael had to wait 7 days. The Gemara says, wait a second. We're talking about Mida Keneged Mida, that once one for one. You punish one, you do X, and you get X return, meaning whatever you do, you're getting back. So the Gemara says, here it's not comparable, though. Hasam Chadashaita Hava Shiva Yom. There she waited just an hour for Moshe Rabbeinu, and here Klal Yisrael waited 7 days for her. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Abaye, Eima Lina Tova, Eino Ken. You have to explain the Mishnah means that when it comes to Amida Tova, it's not the same Amida. When it comes to Amida Tova, you are rewarded much more than that which you did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to just give you much more than that you deserve because of the Amida Tova that which you've done. To which the Gemara rejects this. Amar Le Rava, HaVecheila Inan HaTova Katane. That it says that this is the same halacha with regards to the good things, that meaning that the idea of mida connected mida applies the same way it does for bad. It says v'chein lein inatava. You can't explain it. I mean, it's not lein inatava eino kein. So therefore, says the Gemara Elam Arava Achikitani v'chein lein inatava to ve'osam mida. That the idea of that being it's mida connected mida is not literally that it's going to be one. You did one, you're getting one reward. But the idea is that the what you have done gives you a bracha in a similar way that which you have done, but you're going to get much more reward. That's the halacha over here. Ola mida tova meruba midas parnas. That we know that a good thing is much better than a bad thing, right? We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no se'avon v'fesh. What do we say? We say shalosh shishim v'rebeim. We punish three or four generations, and he's going to be rewarding us 2,000. We learn that a mida tova is 500 times better than that of a mida ra'a, that you get rewarded 500 times better than that of a mida ra'a. So which Tosas make the cheshbon, if that's the case, so then Miriam really didn't wait an hour. She must have waited only 15 or 20 minutes. It's interesting why Tosas said 15 or 20 minutes. It's Meduyek, it should be 20 minutes. 20 minutes times 500 would get you to the 7-day week. So if you have that, the Maral is bothered by that. Anyway, the Achronim discussed maybe why they're saying 15 or 20. But either way, she waited even less than an hour. She was rewarded an entire week. We see how much a person is rewarded for just a small of a maisa that they do. So that's what we learn from Avir, that I'll just say a crazy story that I heard recently. Someone told me it from the Baal Mais himself, this person was not religious. He ended up becoming Chozer B'Tshuva because of the story. I'll try to say it quickly. We have to do a lot of dapim here, but it's a crazy story. So he was hired to... he was not religious, and he was hired to work in Miron Alag Bomer like a few years ago, like 5-6 years ago. He was hired to work in Miron, and his job was that he took out the drinks from the fridge. You know, if you ever gone there before the whole tragedy, but before that, there's tons of drinks and things being passed out because it's very hot and there's a lot of people there, so they're giving out water and cold drinks and seltzer and Pepsi, whatever they're giving. So they're giving tons of drinks. So this guy, that was his job. He just paid it because he was paid, and that was it. So like literally, I think the next day, he was driving, or he was in a car, and there was a crazy car accident. And basically, he had one of those near-death experiences, and he went to Shemayim, and they were already nidon him for Gehenna. He was a chiloni, not religious at all, didn't have any maisim, told him nothing. And all of a sudden, he sees like a man with a white beard. And he says, wait. For me, he helped so many yidin, and he helped people, and he deserves to have one more chance. Let him do one more chance to do tshuva shlema. And they said, what did he even do? He says, he helped me. And he says, who are you even? And it was in his dream, it was in this near-death experience, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai coming and advocating for him. He says, he helped people who wanted drinks and water when they came to celebrate my Hilula. To celebrate my Hilula, that they should have drink and water and cold drinks. And Bishar Zed, they brought him back. And it was a crazy accident. The doctor says it was a miracle that he was alive. And this person, obviously, ended up being Chozer B'Tshuva because of this whole crazy maisa that he had. But we learn that even just one little small thing, that's what the message I'm taking from that is, that he knew, lo shma, he said he was hired, he was paid, he just took out the drinks because they told him to do it. If he had another job, he would have done that. And just because of his farzeh, that small thing, he got so much reward. Okay, anyway, the Gemara continues. We see Amida Tova, because Baruch Hu goes so much far beyond, and he had his life back just for giving out the drinks, something which he was paid for anyway. So now the Gemara continues. But it's Tetziv and Rachel talking about Miriam, that she waited to know what's going to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu. This entire pasuk is talking about the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was there. They're making sure that Miriam was going to be saving Moshe, right? He was Moshe and Shal Yisrael. She was going to have to be saving him. Vatitatzev, then she stood. Dichsev, vayavo, Hashem, vayitzatzev. It said, come and stood there. Achoso, amar lachosi, achosi at. The pasuk in Mishlei, that a person should be say to Chachma that you're my sister, be so close with Chachma. I want to be Chachma through Torah. Mirachok, so that's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Dichsim, Mirachok, Hashem, Nir Ali. From far Hashem appeared to me, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And Ladea, it really should be Ladea, not Ladas, Ladea, Dichsiv, Ki Kel Deos Hashem. Hashem is the God of knowledge. Pasuk in Shmuel. Ma Dichsiv, that's, I think, Bashir's Chana. Ma Dichsiv, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shol Mimach. And Ma is referring to what? Is Ladas, Ma Yasala. Ma is Ma Hashem Lekecha Shol Mimach. It's referring to Yase. Dichsiv, Ki Lo Yase Hashem Lekim Davar. Hashem is not going to do anything. Hashem over there was referring to that. Lo is Dichsiv, Vayikra Lo, Hashem Shalom. That Akash Baruch is the source of peace, and that Hashem Shalom is talking about Hashem. So again, this is all referring to the Shechina, making sure that Miriam should be able to watch Moshe. Vayaka Melech Hadash. And now we're going to go start discussing the, like we just said, the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Vayaka Melech Hadash is a famous machlokas, Rav Shmuel, Chadam Arashin. Chumash quotes this, Chadam Arachadash, Mamish. That it was a new king, it was a new line, a new king. The Chadam Arashin is Chad Shuk Zeroysav. Another one says that he changed his Gzeros, that some understand that the second sheet of the Maral, another Achronim, that the second sheet is not saying literally it was the same exact guy, that he would be granted such a Richos Yamim from the time of Yosef. Rather, it must be that it was from the same line. It was like his son or grandson. He knew clearly Yosef, and he was just acting as if he didn't know him. Manda Mar Chadash Mamish, and the one who says that it was a new king, Dechsev Chadash, it says, Vayakav Al Chadash, it's pretty clear in the Psukim, Shuta Shal Mikra, is clearly telling us that Chadash means a new king. Umanda Mar Shinich Chachgu Gzirosav, and the one who says that he changed, that he acted differently, Deloch Sev Vayamas Vayimloch. It doesn't say anywhere that he died, it just says, Vayakav Al Chadash, a new king took over, and Shalayadas Yosef, he was acting as if he didn't know Yosef. Shalayadas Yosef, we're about to see that. Dehave De Dami Kimanda Loyada Le Klau. He was acting as if he didn't know Yosef. Obviously, he did, according to the Achronim, was saying it's not literally the same power. Maybe it was his son, let's say, or grandson. He was acting as if he didn't know the famous stories with Yosef that his father had told him, his grandfather had told him, and he had no hakaras hatov, no recognition that Yosef had saved all the people of Mitzrayim years earlier. And according to the one who says that, obviously, that it was a Me'ela Chadash, it was a new king, Mamish, it was a new dynasty, then obviously, then the Pshuto Shemikra would work, that, right? He actually didn't know who Yosef was. Vayomer El Amo, Hine Am B'nei Yisrael, he says, these are B'nei Yisrael, Rava Tzumimenu, Tanu Yitzchel Beit Tzitchila. That was his idea. He said, look at these, all these Jews, what are we going to do with all these Jews? Sounds familiar. Unfortunately, we just experienced this in Nazi Germany. Fichach Laka Tzitchila. So he was punished first, Paro. Who is Chil Beit Tzitchila? He gave the suggestion. He gave the suggestion. We just in the pasuk. He now ben Yisrael Rav Tzimimenu Havan Ischak Malo. Levichach Laka Tzitchila. He was the first one punished. Chizev Vevecha Veamcha Vechol Avadecha. The pasuk in reference to Tzfardea. It says that it's going to be you first, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and then your people and your servants. First, you're going to be suffering from these frogs. So we see that Paro was the first one to be punished. The pasuk continues. Havan Ischak Malo. We're going to be wise concerning lo, it, which is a weird lashon, the Gemara says, lahemi baile. It should have said, we should be act wise concerning Klal Yisrael. What are we saying, it? Why are we referring to Klal Yisrael as it? So the Gemara says, it's a weird lashon. Amar b'chamar b'chanina, bo v'nechak el Mashiach shel Yisrael. Paro was saying is, let us act smartly with the savior of Klal Yisrael, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the savior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'mam v'nidunam. Paro wasn't an idiot. Like they had a tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. They just thought that there were, obviously, they thought there was other gods that were on similar levels that could meet out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro thought he was himself a god. So b'mad nidunam. So that how does this god act? How does the god of the Yidden act? Nidunam ba'ish. He, if we're going to act with fire, k'siv kineshem ba'ish avo, he's going to act fierily against us. He can outdo us with fire. Uchsiv kiva'ish Hashem, nishbat, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enter judgment with fire, meaning he'll punish people with fire. Becharev, they're going to kill all of them. Ksiv v'charbo is Hashabo. The pasuk says that he would kill us back with the sword. Let us deal with them with water. Shekvar nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu shem v'vavavavavav. We have this mitzvah. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to bring a flood. He promised Noach. Shenemar ki mei noach zos li. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Noach that he's never going to make another mabul. So the Gemara says, and that's why they ended up throwing, right? Kol ben yalar tishlachu, that they had to throw the children of the Yidden into the boys into the Nile. But they didn't know Shal Kol Alom when it HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring a flood into the entire world. Aval al umachas, maybe on one population, on one segment, then he would, one country, he would do that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would destroy the Mitzrim. Inami, who ain't a mevi, avalhem ba'inu nofim b'sochem. But then he realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to actually bring a flood, but they themselves brought themselves into the Yam Suf. So they went into the water. So what comes out is the miracle then, according to this, is that the miracle is just that the sea split for Klal Yisrael. All that happened after that is that it went back into place. That was the natural way of things. They just went in the water, and then they all drowned from the sea falling back into its place. And that's what Rabbi Lazar said, what the Pasuk says, that which they tried to do against you, they were punished. This is talking about a midah keneged midah, but kedera shabishla banis basho, the pot, literally, which the Egyptians were cooking, they themselves ended up being cooked, that they wanted to kill you with water. They eventually were killed through water. My mashma dahai zadu lishna de kederahu. So with that, what is this allusion that implies that the word zadu is like cooking? The pasuk says, vayakov avinu, that he was vayazid, he was cooking a dish, nazid. That's a nazir is a dish. So the Gemara says, "Vayter Amar Rabbi Chia bar Simai, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Simai." There were three people that were discussing with Paro what to do with the Yidden. Bilam, Iov, Yisrael. It was Bilam. That's our Mesora. It was Bilam, Iov, and Yisrael. Bilam Shriatzner. Bilam told them he gave this idea to drown the baby. So he ended eventually being punished when Klal Yisrael killed him, and he ended up being killed. Iov was silent. He didn't tell him that it was good or bad. He didn't want to tell him what to do. Neither of Yisrael, he ended up being punished by his suffering. So we see from here, Chaim Shmulevitz points out that how strong it is. Iov suffered a lot. If you read Sefer, right? He was really suffering. Yet his punishment is considered better than that of Bilam, obviously. He wasn't, he didn't miyaitz to kill the Jews. He just was silent when Paro decided to come up with that plan. So we see how much we appreciate life. That even though Iov was suffering, he had the gift of life. He had the gift to live life. So that's even with the suffering, that's how amazing it was. Yisro eventually said no, and then Paro wanted to kill him, so he ran away. So then, or he was upset with him and wanted to actually kill him. So his children ended up being tzaddikim, ended up converting to be in the Sanhedrin. They ended up being in the Sanhedrin. Shenamar umishpachat sofrim yoshva yaibit tarisam shemasim shulchachsim hema kinum and bimach mechamas avi veis rechiv. That their family of people who are literally the sofrim, they're writing, they're the scribes, they learned the yavits, and they were they from kinim, who descended from this area of kinim. So the father-in-law of Moshe of Yisrael. So we see the Kenim discussed over there that these Chachamim who were in the Sanhedrin must have been the descendants of Yisrael. That's what the Gemara was assuming right now. So the Gemara continues with Paro's Eitzah. V'nilcham banu v'alam in ha'aretz. The pasuk says that they're going to fight us and they're going up from the land. V'alinu v'ayleiz, and we will go up from them. They're going to kick us out. What does it mean that v'alam, if they leave, who cares? Then they're great. We don't want the Yidden here. So Amar Remi Abba Bar Kahana. It's like a person is cursing himself, but really he's applying his curse to someone else. The Paro is worried that the Yidden would win a war and force the Egyptians out of their land, but Paro did not want to say so openly. Such a bad thing is going to happen to himself. Therefore, he spoke in a nice lashon. He made people to make sure to watch over them to make sure they were doing their jobs. It should have said that he appointed over them. Why does it say over it? Sorry, similar thing. I was right. It should say aleihem, over the Yidden, over the Jews. So the Gemara says Tanam Devei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Melamed Shevil Melaben, that he took these bricks v'salulah leParo v'tavara, and he hung it on Paro, and Paro himself had bricks around his neck, meaning he was working. He says, I'm too weak. I can't do it. I'm not of that level. He says, the people in charge, is like, Kluma, Isnus, the other Paro. Look at Paro, he's even working. So therefore, that's how they got him. They got Paro himself to trick them by starting to work. Sorry, Misim, Davar Shemisim, that they were forced eventually. The Mano siblings, he lost them to work, and therefore, and that wanted to work, wanted to prevent them from having a lot of children. Anosam it be by lay. It should have said to, again, why does it say to afflict him? Laman anoso. It should say afflict them. Laman anoso leparo, but siblos from Israel. It means to make Paro, to afflict Paro with regards to the overburdened Klal Yisrael, that would be afflicting Paro. That's like similar. Paro was pretending, meaning himself also was pretending to be working so hard. By even Arei Miskanos LaParo, they built the storage cities for Paro. That's Arei Miskanos. Rav Shmuel Chadamar Shem Miskanos Ez Baalein. That these cities end up endangering the owners of the cities. Chadamar Shem Miskanos Baalein. They made the owners very poor. The remark, Olozik Binin Mismaskin. Anyone who is working in construction becomes poor. So the owners apparently became poor. As Pisom Ves Ramses, they built Pisom Ves Ramses. Rav Shmuel Chadamar Pisom Shmada. The name was Pisom. Elamanakrosh Ma Ramses. Why was it called Ramses? Sherishon Rishon Mis Roses. It would Mis Roses. It's like to crumble. Very little. It didn't stand still. V'chadamar Ramseshma. The one says it was name. It was really Ramses. Lamnek Rosh. Pisom. Sherishon Rishon Pi Tom below. That the Pi Tom, the depths of the ground would swallow it, meaning that it would cave in. It would sink into the ground. It wasn't a productive city. V'chasher and Tuvoso Kenir Berachenifrot. As they would punish the Yidden and make them suffer, the more they would be able to have more children. But why is it in the lashon of Asid? Yirbe v'yirfrotz is lashon Asid, that it's in the future. It's not in the future that it should have said kein rabu v'chein parts mebayle. It should have said that they increased and they spread out in the past. Amrei shlakish ruach hakodesh mebesarasan. This is actually ruach hakodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. Kilu kein yirbe v'chein parts. As much as you're doing what you're doing, I'm going to make sure that they are ended up spreading out more and being more and increase more. By Yekutzu b'nei Yisrael, and they were disgusted because of Klal Yisrael. Melamet Domin be'enem kekotzim, that the Jews were like thorns in the eyes of the Egyptians. Again, unfortunately, reminding us of how the Germans in Machshavah Mezichram were viewed the Jews like thorns, like animals. The Maramis treated us terribly. They thought we were like that. That's an old story from the time of Mitzrayim. Although I remember hearing, I didn't have the schus of eating the Seder by Rav Nevinzel, but one of my friends, when I was in yeshiva, this was going back many years, already 10 years ago almost. He told me he ate by Rav Nevinzel, and the number one thing that he took out of it is that Rav Nevinzel was giving a whole drasha during Magid. He was speaking. Rav Nevinzel speaks for like a half hour. I was asking all the hanhagas of Rav Nevinzel by the Seder. Rav Nevinzel speaks for like 40 minutes of Magid, and then they just read the Haggadah. Very interesting mahalich. But anyway, he said that the number one thing he took out from Rav Nevinzel's whole drasha was that Rav Nevinzel was talking about all these drushas about power or whatever, and somehow the Germans and the Nazis came up, and Rav Nevinzel said that the Nazis were a million times worse than Paro. A million times worse, but significantly worse than Paro. There's not even Nadome. It was, for me, like a pachad, like hearing all these stories about the Mitzrayim and how terrible they were throwing the Jews in the water or whatever. Rav Nevinzel said that what happened in Germany was worse. Anyway, Laividu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael, the Egyptians enslaved Klal Yisrael. So turning on to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Parach, with Parach. What is it? Parach? Abelazar Amar Perach. That the originally Perach is like, oh, come, work for me. Like they're trying to, Perach is speaking nicely and softly. He was crushing them. He was saying, no. He was immediately trying to work them very hard. They worked them so terribly with bricks and mortar and all these things. With mortar and bricks. Every type of breaking construction, they made them work in also. The Gemara continues, all of the work that they made them work with parach. So what's the second lesson of Befarach? Amar Yeshua Bar Nechmina Bar Yonasan, Shayu, Mechlif and Melech HaSan Hashem, was so difficult here, that they gave men, woman jobs, and jobs, Melech HaSan Hashem, and woman jobs to men, meaning they made the men like bake, cook, and all these things, and the women were the ones who had to do the hard labor. And the Pasuk continues, Amar Damar Nami HaSan Befarach, but according to Amar Damar that said Parach was that they, was the, he talked softly, originally started softly, so then in Echanami, later though, HaChavadei Bepricha, then eventually he made them work very difficult. If you look at the Ramban, he has this whole mahalach, how it started. He seems to go with the Perach approach in Ramban al Torah. Darash Rabbi Yirai, the Schar Nashim Tzidkanios Shayu Be'osa Ador. It was Chus, these Nashim Tzidkanios who were in that generation. Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Egypt. B'shasha Olchos L'shot Mayim. When the woman would go draw water, Kosh Baruch Hu Mezamlem Dogim Kani Bechdeim, Kosh Baruch Hu would give them the Schus, they had able to catch small fish in their jugs. And they would draw in their jugs, they would have half a thing of water and half a thing of fish. And they have two pots, and they put them on the oven, one of hot water and one of fish. They would go to their husbands in the field. They would bathe them, they would anoint them, and they would give them food and water and things to drink and eat. That would give them koach, and it would also increase their taivas for to be with them, it would rejuvenate them, and they would want to be intimate with them. So then, and when it's kogel and bench vasayim, then they would have relations with them in the borders, which was the makom senua rasha. So now, marim teshkom bench vasayim, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, and Tehillim rather, that they were stayed faithful to their husbands and they supported them, and b'schus that they were merited to be saved. And not only that, b'schus nashim tzidkanias, when they explain what the Gemara says, often rosa banis, that they're chayev and the dalat kosos and the chayev and matzah and everything. They're also normally mitzvah saseh shasman grama because they were mamish part of this miracle, this chus that the new nashim tzidkanias over here. And I saw Chorin bring down also, if we go further, and the Gemara says that they switched the jobs right before, so they were the ones who were doing the backbreaking labor at this point. And yet they were the ones who had made the special koach to go out of their way to try to continue Klal Yisrael by having more children. That they were literally amongst the borders. So what is this? What are we learning here? Therefore, Klai Yisrael, we're able to get the spoils of Mitzrayim. Shenemar kan feyona nechba v'kesef v'versa v'yarka charutz. The pasuk says the wings of the dove are coated with silver, and they have gold around them also. That's Klai Yisrael compared to a dove. And that Klai Yisrael, we got gold and silver, the spoils of Egypt. Aye, Akash Baruch Hu promised Avram. So many explain that Avram was only punished after 400 years. So maybe if we left earlier, we wouldn't have gotten this chus. That was Nashim Tzidkanu gave us this chus to get the money. I don't know how that works in the Gemara. In Brachos, it says that Akash Baruch Hu was afraid. What was Avram going to respond to him? Okay, and maybe even for the 200 years, he was going to give him some money. When the woman became pregnant, they would go to their houses. When the time they're supposed to give birth, they would go and give birth under an apple tree. Shenemar tachas, what apple is, apple's deep things. Shenemar tachas at the tepoch articha, under the apple, I aroused you. The Kadosh Baruch Hu shalech mishmer marom. The Kadosh Baruch Hu send them, the heavens above, mishim menachem mashbir osam, who would clean the babies and a malach, who would take care of them. Kichai yazush barat avla, just like a midwife would do. Shenemar malatach avim ledes oscha, locharas sharech v'mayim l'ruchatz l'meshi. Your birth, on the day you were born, which is referring to Klai Yisrael, your umbilical cord was not cut, nor you were washed with water, soothed the skin, nor were you swaddled at all. And then that was talking about the malach, what ended up saving them. That's what the Gemara is being Torah from this pasuk in Yecheskel. And the malach would gather the baby's two loaves, achad shel shemen ve'achad shel dvash, one which was made up of oil, and the other one of honey. Shenemar ve'nikeo dvash mitzilah v'shemen chalamesh. He would have honey with stone and oil. And when the Egyptians would discover the babies, they would want to kill them. And ask them, so nothing would happen. They would, a miracle would happen. And the babies would swallow up the ground, rather, would swallow up the Egyptians. And the Egyptians would bring ox and plow on top of them. And the pasuk says on the plowers of plow. After the Egyptians went away, the babies would come out from the grass. They would, a miracle that they would survive. The pasuk says, "I made you as numerous as the plants of the field." When the children grow up, there would be so many of them; there would be like flocks of them. You increase your growing, and you were like a flock. Don't say like a something which was a decoration. Rather, it means a flock. The Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, Klal Yisrael. These were the ones who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they recognized the miracle that happened when they were born and what happened. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God that I'm already familiar with from before. We had already brought his Shekhinah and his miracles. This was Klal Yisrael ended up the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they would survive even when Paro decreed this decree. So then the Gemara continues. So after that, the king Paro, he came to the head of the midwives. So many explain, like Ben Ezra and Chumash and others, that they weren't the only two. Obviously, it must have been Hadra. There was millions of Jews at the time, so that couldn't have been just two midwives. That they were the charge of all the midwives, and they would tell him what to do. They would figure out what to do. Shifra and Pua. So Rav Shmuel Chadamar Isha Bita, a woman and her daughter, Chadamar Kala v'Chamosa. Once has her daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law. So the Gemara says, Manda Mar Isha Bita, one who says it's a woman and her daughter, must have been Yocheved and Miriam. Must have been Yocheved and Miriam. It was a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law, Yocheved of Elisheva. Elisheva was the daughter of Aminadav, who eventually married Aaron, Yocheved's son. So Elisheva was, but later would be the daughter-in-law of Yocheved. She was the future daughter-in-law of that. So then that's this mandamar. So the Gemara says, Tana ke mandamar isha vita. We have the braces supporting the one who says that it was actually a mother and daughter. This is what Rashi quotes. Tisana Shifra is Yocheved, Shifra will learn as Yocheved. Lamanikra is Shifra. Because she tried to straighten the limbs of the child after the birth. Shifra was because they multiplied in her days. Pua, what is Puria? Is a Miriam. Purim was really Miriam. Why they call her Pua? She would go poo 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 to the child to make her child feel better. Pua Shaisa Pua Baruch HaKodesh, because she would cry out with Ruach HaKodesh. Omeres Asida. She knew that her mother, she had Ruach HaKodesh, she knew she had this nevuah, that there was going to be a son who was going to save Klai. So her brother ended up being Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, she had this Ruach HaKodesh. So now the Gemara continues. What is the relation of Avnaim? The stones? Simon Gadol Paro told the midwives a sign, a very good sign, to know what child birth. When the woman is kneeling down to give birth, her thighs are becoming cold like stones. And the Gemara says, "V'itamar k'desliv v'ered beis hayotzer v'inehu osem alacha alavnayim." I went down to the potter and I saw them doing work over the stones. My yotzer zeh yarech mikan v'sedim ba'emza. The thigh of here and a block in the middle. Af isha yarech mikan v'yarech mikan v'above ba'emza. The thighs are here and thighs are there, and the child is in the middle. Im ben huva misin osem. Also here, he gave them a sign. What was the sign? To know if it was a boy or a Ben panalamala, faces turned downward at birth. And bas panalamaya, the daughter's face is turned upward. The Gemara continues, but according to the Pesukim, v'lo'asu kasher dibela en melech mitzrayim. But techayena se'eladim. So what was over here? They didn't do what the king said, but techayena se'eladim. Lahem b'bayalei. That they, it should have said to, not, it should have said, the spoke lahen to them. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Mechalim, how much did Tevon the Rav know that actually he wanted to be Aleim, he wanted to be with them in a way of having Znus with them? Maybe that was a way to convince him to be more with him, Paro. But they didn't even for a second think about this proposition. But the Pasuk says that they kept the boys alive. Tana lo dayan shelo emisin osa. It was not enough that they did not kill them. They did everything they could to make sure that the children ended up staying alive. Vatomer amayodos del Paro, kiloch anashim, they're not like the Mitzvahs, they're chayos hena. What is the lashon of chayos hena? My chayos, the Gemara asks, what does it mean that they're chayos? So the Gemara says, ilay machayos mamish, that they're like a midwife, and that's why they're able to have children. The Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. Atu chaya mi lotzicha chaya chrisa uluda. If a midwife is giving birth, and she's pregnant, she's the one giving birth, she needs another midwife to help her deliver. So obviously it can't be chayos hena minza. Ela amru lo uma zo kechaya nimshalam. The midwife said to him that this nation is compared to a wild animal. Yehuda gur, Aryeh, Dan, di nechash. Yehuda's like a lion, Dan is like a snake, Naphtali ela shlucha is like a deer, Yisachar chamargarim, a donkey, is Yisachar Yosef, Bechor Shor, Yosef is an ox, Binyamin zevi trap, Binyamin is a wolf, Yechsibbe, Ksibbe. So these shvatim is, we have these psukim, Udalok sibbe, the Pasuk says, Ksib ma imcha livya bin Aryeh's rivtsa. Pasuk says, by all call yourself. Your mother was like a lion amongst other lions, a small lion amongst the lions. So we see that the chayos is telling us that they do not require us. They're able to have children without them. Vayi kiru, Elokim v'eslam batim. Okay, well, I guess we're already running out of time. So we'll pick up over here. Vayi kiru milos Elokim v'ezlam Hashem in tomorrow's daf.